Quel'Thalas shines once again.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings.
For the good of all.
Bromkar.
Hi there.
Our destiny awaits.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Good morning and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. Today is Monday, February 25th, 2008. This is episode 52 entitled Starting Something versus Finishing Something. And I'm Aprilian, your host, and today we have a guest host whom some of you may already be familiar with, Asheo. Thank you for being here, Asheo.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Well, as we mentioned in last week's episode, Glanther is taking a break from World of Warcraft because of that thing called real life. And we wish him well. If he's listening, we're having lots of fun in World of Warcraft, but you're earning better rep.
You better be listening.
Yeah. So, how are you, Asheo?
I'm great. I'm having a ball.
For those of you who have been listening or who might remember, Asheo is a dual boxer as well. And you've been dual boxing several characters now, haven't you?
I have, yes. I completed getting Jekyll and Hyde up to 70. That quite some time ago now. Time flies when you're having fun. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it was many, many months ago that I started that. So they're 70 now, and Jekyll's attuned for Kara and has been doing some Kara, and Hyde's been kind of languishing because I obviously not going to attempt a dual boxing Kara.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. Well, remind us what we're hiding.
Jekyll's the druid. Jekyll's the druid. He's the healer, and Hyde's the hunter. And because that's just more DPS. I've already got a warlock for DPS, so he's kind of the hunter's now just my herbalist / alchemist. So he makes all the money.
Oh, what kind of pet did you get for him out in Outland?
I stuck with my trusty turtle all the way to 70.
Oh,
and I've had to go out and grind because pets don't level anywhere near as fast as a hunter yet. I had to go out and grind at level 70 and get him all the way up to level 70 himself. And I've done that now.
You mean good old Hercule that we...
Hercule?
That we got
Hercule,
back in,
the turtle?
Shadowfang? No, what was it?
Black Fathom Deeps.
Wow.
I think he was level 24 when I trained him. And he's been with us all the time. Turtles are such so great for dual boxing because, you know, they're just this tank of solid shield that takes aggro, and the hunter can fire away and kill all the mobs, and the druid does a bit of healing, and, you know, even if you aggro another 3, 4, 5 mobs, you know, doesn't matter. You know, turtle handles them easily.
Yeah, and he gets that one ability where he turns into like this hard glowing shield.
Yeah. So he gets a shield effect, and it's the only pet that can actually learn that. So he's hard to kill.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So since then, I've trained Raptor up in Netherstorm to get I forget what they all now, but it's like, you know, claw or bite, you know, the highest rank of that, and I've tamed a tiger to get the highest rank of the other one, and so I'm kind of deciding on what to settle for now as a DPS pet, just to go out there and farm.
So you do have a couple of other pets in your stable.
I do now.
Yeah.
I do now. Yeah. I tamed a warp stalker when I got up to there in the Outlands, you know, just for the hell of it. But he kind of fell behind. He was like, you know, 62, 63. And I went back to Urkel and stuck with him until we got to 70.
So did you ever tame a Ravager?
I have just recently, but not until not until just recently.
And so you have a couple of other alts that you're dual boxing.
Yes, I've started dual boxing again, and I've decided to make my life really difficult, and I'm dual boxing a paladin and a priest.
Wow, double healing.
Yeah. No, the paladin's a tank.
Okay.
So, but I've never played a paladin before, so I'm learning paladins, I'm learning, melee fights, everything I've done previously has been, ranged, hunters, warlocks, mages, shadow priests. So paladin's new for me, and trying to dual box with a paladin is proving interesting.
What level are you right now?
The paladin has just hit 36, and the priest is 37, 38.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've never gone above 14 with a paladin. I really want to because I think they're interesting. But I found that I was constantly having to, hit buttons for them.
Yep. That's melee.
Yeah, okay. And so the paladin's on lead and the priest follows?
That's right, yep. So you've got to run in there with the paladin. He needs to do some some melee stuff to get aggro and try and hold aggro. Mm-hmm. And he starts beating away on the mobs and the shadow priest is healing and doing all the DPS.
Sounds like a great combination.
Well, it's hard. So, I really wanted to stretch myself and see how it go, and it's hard, and I'm enjoying it.
Now, when you solo, say you're with a group or something, do you feel like you're missing something, or does it feel like a
I haven't done that yet. I've just dual boxed these two up to 36, and I haven't been in any parties with either of them. I'll probably do that now that I'm around about the Scarlet Monastery level. I'll probably start getting groups and going in and practice being a tank because I've never been a tank before.
Well, maybe me and Aprilian, who's still just level 41, and Audrion, who's level 35, could party with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We need to go into Aprilian needs to get into ZF. It's so funny, once you start riding with that carrot on a stick,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't have it, you feel very slow.
Yeah, it's not much, but it's quite noticeable. Like, when I really notice it is if I'm running around and, I'll have my carrot on a stick on hide and Jekyll's on follow. And I'll look behind and it's like, Jekyll's fallen behind because he didn't have his carrot on a stick on.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you know what I found? I use Titan Panel. Do you use?
No.
Okay. Well, no. Titan Panel has a built-in setting for writing, and I didn't realize it. I was just fooling around with it, and you click up, and one of the built-in things that it has is writing, and I clicked on it, and it turns out that what this does is, and it's so cool, when you're walking. And you have, the boots with the minor increase.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you might even have a trinket or something.
Yep.
And then when you start riding, it automatically switches your gear.
Oh, that's cool.
So that you're wearing the boots with the mithril spurs and the carrot on the stick.
I might have to get it just for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's other things. What do you use, FUBAR?
No, I don't even use FUBAR. I used to use Cosmos, which is 100 mods in one, and I just got sick to death of every patch day, stuff breaking forever. So I really try and minimise what mods I'm using. So I use a mod that I can move the toolbars around. It's just a move type thing. It doesn't actually provide any extra ones.
Right.
And then the usual gatherer, auctioneer, omen, and that's really about it.
Well, Well, we haven't had to do too much lately, but yeah, that's always a thought when you have add-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I use Titan, and then I use a couple of things for the mail. Even though the mail's gotten easier, there was, you know, it's nice when you can just type somebody's name and it starts to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
Although you can run into problems with that if you don't watch whose name you're typing in. I sent things to Gildy's when I meant to send it to an alt.
Right. Yeah, I do have that, so I must have some mod that does that. Yeah. I'm not quite sure what else that's built into, but yeah, lots of mods do that.
So, what instances have you in a shield? What's your tally?
I didn't realize it when I made them, but to say them, they're really close together, and it's hard for people to understand what you're saying. So they both start with Ash because of Ashayo, and the priest, you know, who's, you know, will end game will be a healer, ends with heal, so it's Ashiel, right? And the paladin, who's you know, going to be a tank and carrying around a shield, is called a shield. So they're a shield and a shield. And yes, they sound very similar.
But, you know, in game, we're just looking at the words. So we can.
That's right. That looks different. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I've done all of them. I've done RFC, I've done Wailing Caverns, I've done the two Razor Fens. Haven't been over to Dead Mines, too far to go. and I've just taken the Pally through Scarlet Monastery to get his sword. There's a nice sword. That's a quest reward from there, the Sword of Omen. It does 29.7 damage, and it's pretty fast, 1.9. So you want under a speed of 2 for a Pally, from what I've been reading. So I've got that, and I've got a bunch of other stuff that I can't use until I'm 39. So I can see I'm going to be rushing to get them up to 39. I've got a great shield off the end guy in the what's the last one? It's a library in the
graveyard.
Or the cemetery? No, I skipped the graveyard. Yeah, I was a bit lazy and really couldn't be doing that.
Yeah, and it's couldn't be bothered building that.
Cathedral.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's still a bit low to be going through there, but you know, hey, I wanted the sword, so you can do it when you've got high level alts and two accounts, so you do it.
Did you group with somebody? Or you went in with Ashayo?
No, I just rushed through with Hyde.
Oh, okay, with Hyde.
Yeah, because a shield and a Shay are on the same account. So.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You just have two, or some of us are more fanatic and have three.
That's right, but yeah, so it's important to get a 70 on both of them so you can run any of your alts through on either account. Alrighty, so that's what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing, and hence the name of the podcast, trying to finish something rather than start something. So, Audrion and Aprilian had a whole bunch of quests in the Badlands. That one where you have to bring that letter. I think it's a letter from Fizzle. Somebody in Shimmering Flats.
Mm-hmm, yep.
You know, if we have a mailbox, these NPCs should have a mailbox. Then I guess if they could just mail stuff to each other, we wouldn't be useful.
No, but he's an exile, you see.
Oh,
you need to take the letter to Martek the exiled. So he's not going to, if he's exiled, he's not going to have a mailbox.
Yeah. So it was kind of funny because, you know, it's his Badlands. There's a couple of areas where you can just, it's just packed wall to wall with either wolves or panthers or
elementals,
and then those buzzards come out of nowhere. So we're trying to get across, and then all of a sudden we run into those ogres that just walk around. You know, that one guy with his
the boss
with his with his gang members or whatever.
With his posse.
Yeah. And you're going along and all of a sudden it's like, wham, I'm gone. I have good luck with, you know, Audrion and Aprilio, Aprilian, because he's a, you know, he's a hunter and he has a Ravager that's really good. And I don't know much about the DPS and whatever the Ravager does, but I do know that it looks really good beside my Blood Elf.
As long as it looks good, yes. That's all that counts. All right.
And Aprilian just got a Fel Hunter, and of course I don't know. There's supposed to be, you know, different purposes for different demons.
Yep.
I know when you're tanking.
You haven't figured it out?
No, but I just like the way that Fel Hunter. I like not yeah Fel Hunter. That's the little animal.
He bounces around with his little ears.
Little
antenna things.
Yeah, and he makes this weird bubbling noise when he goes to attack. I don't know what he's doing. It's really cool.
And as long as it entertains you.
Yeah. And I'm holding out for my Fel Guard. Because that, I just love the way that thing looks. It's just the most wicked looking thing. And when you see them walking beside a Blood Elf, it's just so awesome. Like, you know, I can't explain it, but this like delicate little female Blood Elf and this huge demon thing with all these things hanging off of it, and you know, just to have that, you know, the call. But that's
the bodyguard.
Yeah, it's like a bodyguard. So they're out there doing their thing, and the nicest thing I like about the combination of Aprilian and Audrion is that Aprilian is a herbalist, so she can pick the flowers. And Audrion is a skinner, so he can skin. One of my first motivations for dual boxing was there's nothing worse than, to me, being out there killing stuff and not being a skinner. And all those corpses just sitting around. It just seems like such a waste, you know?
You need to clean up after yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if our listeners remember, but there was a time when I was in the Barrens, when I was single boxing or playing regular, when I would actually kill a bunch of things, log on to my character that was a skinner that was in the same area, and then she would go around skinning all the stuff I had just killed and then log back off and log on to the other character. It was crazy. And then I remember one time I logged off and then I logged back on with the skinner and somebody else was out there skinning her. And I'm yelling at them, which is just totally ridiculous because, you know, if you find a corpse, you know, it's yours. In fact, the other day, Aunt Rilia was out in Outland. I think I must have been at work. Because when I'm at work and I'm on a laptop, I have to just be on one character. She was out in Outland doing that feather quest for the out by Falcon West. Falcon Watch, you know, where she has to kill so many birds and get these feathers for somebody's quivers, I mean, arrows.
Yeah.
And there was this Rhaenai running around killing all these pigs, or razor whatever things those are out there. And it was just so much fun running behind this Rhaenai and skinning the pets, I mean, the corpses after they killed them. And then I just love it because I run up to him and go, thank you. And I know it ticks them off. I'm a horde thanking them.
You must have got lucky because most of the time if an alliance sees me wandering around skinning stuff, they deliberately don't loot them, so you can't skin them.
Right, yeah, yeah. They leave one thing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that too. So, so I did that. And, of course, we'll talk about the Lunar Festival and Valentine's in our next segment. And I took, after we got out to Badlands and we managed to get the letter and I also had some, I had just had in my bank or the guild vault some 9 diving pearls, 9 blue pearls.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah,
Yep.
if you have an alt that can go out there and gather up a bunch of those pearls and then put them
Yeah,
in
that's
the
one of
vault.
the ones that they're not actually, they're not quest items, so anybody can grab them.
Right, so just go out there and get a bunch in multiples of 9, stick it in your bank, and then when you're doing that Martok quest, take that out there and you're all set. The only thing that funny that happened was in the middle of turning in that quest, I had to leave the computers. I come back and me and Audrion and Aprilian are dead. I'm like, what the, you know, what happened? You know, because usually, even if I walk away for a little bit, the Fell Hunter and the Ravager will at least kill whatever comes out. Well, you know who walks that circuit? That gang boss. Yes.
Yep, they come right past there.
Yeah, and they just say, "Oh look, we kill." Oh look, dead blood elves. So even if you're off to the side in the Badlands, it's still not safe. So we made it back, and we were doing the cougar thing, which I just did on Aprilian, Audrion. You know, we have to collect so many, not the cougar one, it was the wolf one, so many jawbones or something.
Oh, yeah. You get like 30 of them or something, yeah.
So when we got back to the tower Badlands to turn it in, we also got that one to go to Stonard. So we did that one with I brought out Trishel, and we rode up through Duskwood and Darkshire. Darkshire is really dark. And Duskwood
is lives up to its name.
Yeah, kind of dusky. It's kind of nice going through there with the three of them. Trishel is 53. And, you know, so we don't have to really worry about anybody really bothering us. And then we got out to Dusk of Sorrow, Swamp of Sorrows. And now we're out there. So we finished something, and then, of course, we started something. But I don't know. How do you feel about starting and finishing?
Well,
You're
sure, aren't you? No, well, yes and no. I mean, you know, I finished getting Jekyll and Hyde to 70. You know, in doing so, I got about halfway through all the Netherstorm quests. I did none. I didn't even get down to Shadowmoon Valley. So, you know, while I don't need to do them to get experience, I really should be doing them to get reputation and of course, gold. You know, and in some cases even some reasonable items. But I actually find it, you know, once you've hit 70 and there's other content to do, you know, there's no real incentive for me to keep going on those quests. I've really got to force myself to do it. So, you know, I've been doing a bit of that, but, you know, not really. I'm on the priest and the pally now, and the poor old hunter and the druid are left behind.
Do you notice any difference in the speed of leveling, because I guess you
know, oh yeah.
Yeah. Because you were doing Jekyll and Hyde in the old before 2.0.
Yeah,
three,
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, so just before the experience and speed up boost came out, you know, I hit the Outlands, and so I didn't get any of that benefit. And you know, now that I've just got my pet up to, you know, level 70, you know, the next patch speeds up the leveling of pets. it seems like Blizzard's watching everything I do. He's like, okay, he's finished that, right, now let's bring in this. It's like getting my the Nether Wing Drake mount for a Shao. It was actually trying to figure out what the hell to do, and I just finished that, and Blizzard released this great write up on how you do it. It's like, oh, wow. Thanks.
Oh, the other thing I did was that Real Fire finally found the weather beaten book. Find fish. I'll put some screenshots in the show notes. But, you know, I've been looking specifically for her because she's my highest fisher. She's almost 200.
Right. Yeah.
And I've been out in...
Well, when you say highest fisher, you mean you're going to have more than one fisher? Come on. I'm not even going to be that hard
fishing.
On myself.
only need the add-ons. I love fishing. It's very, I love the fact that you can catch these trunks, and I love, you know, all the different fish you can get and the ones that you can sell, and I'm looking forward to fishing in Outland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, oh, and I have to tell Glanther, I actually found the trunk in a pool of blackmouth, oily blackmouth.
I think they just drop in any pool.
Yeah, I thought it was only in the junk. Well, it has to be a trunk.
I think it's any pool. No, yeah. I'm sure Ashoka got hers, you know, just a pool in Zangarmash, and it was just, yeah, some fish. So, it wasn't a junk trunk or anything like that.
So sorry, Glanther. I guess it was just bad. I have to pause 1 second because I have to go kiss my husband goodbye. But hold on 1 second. All right. For those that, just so you know, it's 7 o'clock here in the States, almost 7 a.m. And Ashea was nice enough to stay up. What time is it over there?
It's almost 11 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So my Monday's over and yours is just beginning.
Yeah, and I'm off today and tomorrow. So it's really neat because when she goes to find fish, she gets that little star, little gold thing, and it actually tells her what kind of fish she'll find.
Yep.
You know, so it's really neat. And the other thing that I did was Iwari, who is my engineer, and she's currently level 300 because she's 46. And she has to be 50 before she can go over 300.
Yep.
I got the battle chest, and it has guides in it, and it has all the new recipes, and sometimes I'm just thumbing through it, which is kind of neat because there's lots of ways to get information about World of Warcraft. You know, you can get a guide or you can be online looking at stuff. And I saw Ultra Safe Transporter.
Mm-hmm.
Gadget stand. And all of a sudden, I didn't realize she could make this. And all of a sudden, she had to have it. That's one thing that, does that happen to you sometimes when you just...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, because I've never played a warrior or a paladin before, in fact, I've never done blacksmithing. I've never really, you know, I've known that shield spikes existed, but, you know, never had use for them. And there's a mithril shield spike, which is exactly the item itself is green, but the pattern for it is blue. So I had to have it. So, yeah, I was out killing things left, right, and center trying to get that, and I ended up just... saw it in the auction house and bought it. It's like, I want it. I didn't even look at how much it was. I just bought it.
So it's a blacksmithing recipe?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Who's a blacksmith?
A shield, the paladin. So this is the first time I've done blacksmithing as well. So
cool.
He's all new. So, yeah.
Wow, neat.
Knew everything, yeah. So
do you have a
because
minor?
He's a miner as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just too painful trying to level something like blacksmithing without being a miner as well. I mean, I could have gone back with another miner and you know, done it again, but it's just so, you know, boring and annoying to have to go back and get copper and tin and iron when, you know, you're running around and you come across it while you're questing anyway, so you might as well, you know, make them the miner.
So the funny thing was, I had no idea where this ultra-safe transporter thing was. And so, you know, I do the Google thing because, you know, WoW and Google go hand in hand. And I find out that there's some guy in Gadgetstan that does it. And it was so easy. I just walked up to this guy and clicked on him. And if I hadn't done either one of those things, looked at that book or... found it on, you know, did the search on Google, I would have never known to right-click on this guy, and bam, he gives me the recipe. No payment, no anything.
Okay.
So basically, it is okay to drop stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I was going to say, the other thing that that I've started and never completed was our infamous forte into creating a level 19 twink.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got this level 18 rogue that's, you know, got all the blue shadow fang dagger and the offhand and all the defier set and, you know, the 19th level 19 twink robe, cloak, I think I used the chess piece that we had to go in there for about 100 times to get off that.
Because again, Blizzard was trying to stop you from getting.
That's right. So I haven't even got him to 19. He's sitting at 18, and I've been into done PvP on him for all of about 10 minutes.
Wow. That was fun,
So I blame the guild. I mean, whoever was organising the twinking, it's their fault. It's not mine, surely. Can't be.
Well, I actually went in to be battlegrounds with my twink, Pree, and I found that, I just couldn't do a rogue.
Yeah, you chickened out on the rogue.
Yeah.
You went and created yet another hunter.
Yeah, and it was funny because I still play Pree, and she's this... decked out. I even put that pants on her that has the extra cleft hoof stamina and agility buff.
Yeah.
And she's this level. She's 19 now. Rogue with a level 19 pants and a level 50 enchant on it. It's just crazy, and so. I was hesitant because I had it. I know she goes over 20. It'll be a waste.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe we should just go in and see what we can do one day.
I should get it up. I mean, I still haven't. I haven't even equipped the weapons, Shadow Fang, and I forget what the other one is. So I mean, I should just sell them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're worth hundreds of gold. They're just sitting in the bank doing nothing.
Yeah. So I did create the transporter. I haven't used it yet, but it transports you to Tanaris. That's kind of cool, huh?
It is. Yeah. It was cooler up until the next patch because it was great for engineers to be able to get down to Tanaris to get out to the Caverns of Time because everybody else had to take the stupid fly path. But now with 2.4, they're going to put a portal in Shadrath so you can actually port out to the Caverns of Time when you've got enough rep.
Oh, cool.
It's ultra safe. These are goblins, remember?
Right.
I've used one quite a few times and ended up out in the middle of the desert being attacked by buzzards and things. Yes.
Yeah, and those glass things.
They miss sometimes.
And I also made a mithril mechanical dragonling, which is supposed to let me fight for me for a minute. I haven't actually seen it in action, but it has an hour or 50-minute cooldown.
So is that the – because there's two. There's one that you make, and then there's another one that you use that to make, and the pattern for it's a blue one. It's a rare – it's kind of an upgrade for it.
Oh.
So you use with engineering you actually learn to make a basic one, and there's a drop where you can upgrade it, and you use that as part of the mats to make an improved one.
Yeah, I like that about engineering because the same thing happens with a lot of the goggles. You're not using the goggle that you've already made to make the goggle that you can. Where is this? Because now you're going to give me another obsession.
Well, look up the dragon thing that you made on Thoughtbot or whatever, and it'll tell you what it's used in, and you'll see another one.
Okay. So it's kind of neat when you can get these.
I like engineering. I haven't done engineering for a while, but I really enjoyed engineering. And it's a good moneymaker too. Probably not so much anymore. You need to get up high level. But I had a level 40 engineer, and he was lucky enough to get the I've gone blank now. The hell is it?
Oh, the Arcanite Dragonling is the...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you make an Arcanite one.
Cool.
What do engineers make that... scopes, of course. that you got the sniper scope.
Right. Oh yeah.
Which was like, you know, one of the best scopes that you could make. You know, pre-Burning Crusade. So, yeah, there was kind of an ongoing battle in the auction house between me and this one other engineer who obviously had the scope recipe as well. You know, we'd be putting up three or four scopes a night and trying to undercut each other. And but I made a fortune out of selling scopes. But you know, they're all, you know, now Burning Crusades is out. There's I'd have to get all the way up to a lot higher level to get another rare scope.
The
Biznik something or other. That's like 350 odd gold.
Now, you know, how do you feel about putting multiple things up on the auction house?
Well, I think you just someone that makes, you know, you're leveling some profession, and so you make some dagger. And you stick a dozen of them on the auction house, I think you're just doing yourself a disservice. They're not all going to sell.
Right.
And all you're doing is flooding the market and, you know, driving the price down.
Right, exactly.
I've had to make over a dozen rune cloth belts on my priest because she's a tailor. And it's like, you know, so I stick two or three in the auction house and you send the rest to your bank hold, and you just sell them off. You know,
if it
takes you another 2 months to sell them off when the market's not flooded with them, then that's what you do.
Do you have an enchanter?
No. Well, the rogue twink's an enchanter, but you know, that's only 150. So anything over about level 35-ish, you know, I can't disenchant. So I need to use the services of good folk like yourself to
disenchant. That's why you have the level 70s and I have the lower levels, because I'm like the service part, which is kind of neat about World of Warcraft, because, you know, you can have these people like me that are just service people. But eventually I'll get a level 70. I'm probably in 62. And
hey, friends.
I really need to get her and Real Fire out into Outland to level them both up. Because I have her, she was in Zangarmarsh doing some quests, and she dies a lot. Just like she did
really?
Thralmar. Yeah, well, when she's by herself. I guess I'm just really, I think once you get used to dual boxing.
I guess if you're used to dual boxing, and you're probably pushing it a bit hard.
Plus, she tries to, I always try to do silly things like swim across that water. You know, there are some wicked things in the water of Zangarmarsh.
Yeah.
And then she was walking, she was riding out towards an area on the pathway. And I guess there's some areas of Zangarmarsh where there's some Alliance people, Alliance NPCs.
Yep. Yeah, there's an Alliance town smack bang in the middle of the zone, yep.
Yeah, and I guess she didn't realize it, and she's going, la, 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 oh, look at those pretty things, oh, ah! And then she's dead, you know, because they come out and they hit so hard. It's really sad. You know, you know this from, like, Un'Gor Crater with the Devil Swords and that, the Fell Reaver.
So speaking of finishing things, so have you actually finished Hellfire Peninsula, or are you just moving on?
I was exploring.
Oh, okay. So,
I had to go somewhere to try to get a recipe, but no, I need to go back to Hellfire and finish it.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do this week. Maybe I'll be motivated to just work on that.
Well, you've got the next 2 days off.
Yeah.
Get all your Hellfire Peninsula quests done.
Speaking of which, are you interested
in going into ZF tonight?
Okay. Maybe I'll stay up late. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I have to work out the time difference. I'm not quite sure what time I get home from work, but yeah. ZF would be, I love ZF. Outside instances, I think all instances should be outside. For some reason, I really like outside instances. ZF, Zul'Garab, Zul'Aman, all the Zools, all the outside ones. I really enjoy those instances.
All right, well, we're going to pause for one more second. Okay, so we're going to wrap up the show in a few minutes, but first we're going to talk about the Lunar Festival and Valentine's Day. How did you do with those two festivities?
Oh, I did really well, actually. I got lucky on Valentine's Day, in the game. with every ult, you log into them and you every hour and you get the present from all the guards all around all the towns, and I must have got 7 or 8 picnic sets, but, 3 dresses, but I was trying to get the non-combat pet, and I just didn't seem to be wanting to drop for me, and I didn't get it, and I logged on to one of my alts one day, and some guy was standing in Thunderbluff and says, I'll trade in trade channel. I'll trade one of the lovely dresses for the non-combat pet. All right. So I jumped on that. So I gave away a couple of picnic baskets and sent them to characters that will use them, and so basically got everything out of Valentine's Day that I wanted to get. Bucket loads of chocolate, and the chocolates are great for raiding because the chocolates actually stack with normal food buffs. So when you're raiding, as a warlock, for example, I'm either eating food that gives me plus spell hit or plus stamina, and none of them stack, so you can only have one of them on you. But the chocolates stack, so you can have a normal food and the chocolate, and there's chocolate that does extra spell damage, and so I was sending all those to Jekyll and Ashaya, being the two characters that actually raid. So I got bucket loads of chocolate, and I'm hoping that if they stay in the mail system, they don't actually get deleted after 10 days.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, but I think they do. I remember having some for a while, although I just realized that all of my brooms have gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Halloween.
Yeah, I didn't even notice, but yeah, all my brooms are gone too.
Yeah, so I guess after a while they do a little house cleaning.
Yeah. And for the coins or the ancestry.
Oh, wait, before you finish the Valentine's Day, did you do any packages? Did you make a collection?
Yeah, I did too. Because I collected so many, it's like you got 2 or 3 because I took advantage of being able to get to Moonglade and actually moved a couple of alts around. So I've got level 2 alts that can now fly between Thunderbluff and Orgrimmar, which is always handy.
Yeah.
So basically. Couple of bank mules in each of the major cities, so I just logged onto them every hour and collected everything you need to collect, and after a couple of days you easily get an entire collection.
And
I turned it in, and it seemed bugged. I don't know if you saw it, but I turned one into Thunderbluff.
Wrong. No, who's at Thunderbluff?
I don't remember the guy's name.
Something Horn.
Yeah. But it's like the stats were all on this server. 17 people have voted for the guy in Thunderbluff, and nothing else. It was 0 for everything else.
Ah.
And I went back an hour later and looked again, and the numbers hadn't changed. So I don't know if it was just me or whether it was actually bugged. What about you?
I actually never managed to get a collection together.
Oh, come on.
No, I felt really bad, but I was short some poems, romantic poems, and I did a lot with my alt. And I was short something, the romantic poems and one other thing. And when I finally got my collection together and I went to turn it in, the guy was gone. So,
that was kind of quick.
Yeah, it did. Compared to Lunar Festival.
Which goes on forever.
Yeah. So how'd you do with that?
Yeah, so I got 47 on a Shao.
Wow.
So I just couldn't bring myself to going into Strat to get the one out of there, or into Sunken Temple to get the one out of there, or where was the last one? It was an instance as well. I can't remember. But I did go into all the Alliance territory, so I went into Ironforge and Stormwind and Darnassus and got all the ones from there, and didn't even die. It's like,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I think if you're going with a raid, you know, you just get slaughtered. Guards come out of everywhere, and on Earthen Ring, Alliance outnumber Horde some ridiculous number. It's like, I'm always amazed when I log into my old in Stormwind, and you know, just in Stormwind is like, it's packed.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, there's so many Alliance on this server. And I went into Zul'Farrak and got the one out of there. So yeah, 47 was, you know, considering that Ashayo is not even an engineer or a tailor, so you know, couldn't buy any of the patterns, you know, or could, but wouldn't have benefited from them anyway. So
actually, the festival dresses and
I bought all them. So I bought every dress and suit there was to buy.
No, the festival dress and pattern aren't bind on pickup.
Aren't they?
No,
I didn't even. Okay, I didn't even bother to get them, because the first year that they had this, I was bringing up an engineer, but he was too low to go around and get them all. And so I went round on my priest, who was a tailor, and I got them all. And once I bought them all, then I realised that once you loot the bag that they're in, they're bind on pickup. And so it's like, I whinged and complained to Blizzard, and they went, no, that's by design, bad luck. So the engineering rocket launches and things must work differently to the tailoring patterns. Unless they changed it.
I think they must have changed it, because now they're not bind on pickup.
Is that right?
The firework patterns are, not the
right.
Not the launcher itself.
Oh, okay.
And not the suits or the dresses, because I got a bunch of them. Sorry.
Next year. I've got all the coins now. Next year. Yeah.
Did you fight Omen at all?
No. I was down there for a while, but I was never on when anybody was fighting him. I've done that before, so it wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't desperate to kill him. It's not a bad trinket. I mean, the moonbeam things are cute, and I know there's guildies that are keen to collect those. But no, never got around to it.
I did see him come down in Ogrimmar.
Yeah, someone carted him to Ogrimmar.
Yeah. Kind of neat. All right, so if you had any interesting experiences with the Lunar Festival, or if you want to correct us on anything I've said about the recipes, or if you want to tell us what you did for Valentine's Day, write us an email at controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's controlaltwow at gmail.com. And we have a couple of emails, and we'll be right back to read those. Okay, back for emails, and our first email is from Doomsday Dude, and it's about FFA. Remember you said FFA in an email? FT for the win. And Glantha looked it up and thought it was Future Farmers of America. And Doomsday Dude says, hey, it's duh, it's free for all. So thanks, Doomsday Dude. And then we have another email from Aho, who's a level 70 Tauren Druid. And he writes, no! Glanther, we will miss you. Of course I will still keep listening. I listened before him and will keep listening while he is gone. Good luck on the new job and on the house hunt. Harry back, we will miss you. And I just want to ask Glanther, if you're listening and you want to drop an email every once in a while just to, you know, give us your alliance side of the whole deal and whatever. And you know.
Email, come on. He should be mailing in an MP3. He should be actually recording a segment and sending it to you.
That's a great idea.
Can't be that busy.
Yeah. And I had one alt tip, which I'm going to try every week to include a tip, you know, for alt. Because we are the show for alt, and I think it was you, Ashale, that gave me the tip about mailing food to my mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can always have food for my pet. So either have an alt mail it to you or mail it to an alt and then have the alt return it to you.
Yep.
So that you always, you know, because mailboxes are more frequent than specific vendors, especially for alt, for pets that need
pet food, yeah.
Yeah, specific food.
Yeah, try finding grapes.
Yes.
Stupid turtle.
Well, my wind serpent needs cheese or bread. And every time I turn around, I can just find meat. Plus, it's always good for, I think, to use the next level up of food.
Yep.
This helps for two reasons. One is you don't accidentally eat your pet's food, which is kind of a waste if you're... If your pet needs something specific and you eat the last piece of bread or whatever, and you know, your pet starves and runs away. But since you now have 12 slots in the mailbox, this becomes even more of an easier thing to do. And I realized some other things that you can put in there and send to yourself and leave in the mailbox. And if you're worried about the icon not showing your new mail, you can actually look at a mail and turn off the icon, and the mail still stays there. Remember before, once you looked at a mail, it would depend.
It went to 3 days.
Right. Now it still stays at 30 days. So that's very convenient. And so what I've been doing is mailing supplies to me, vials for my chemist, my alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing like, you know, I keep some vials that are like the something I can make for the higher level. But every once in a while, somebody wants something like the water breathing or the blood troll stuff.
Strong blood troll, right? Yeah.
Or the elixir for defense. For these are stuff that lower level things.
Quests.
For quests or for making tailoring needs some stuff. And you want to make it, but you don't want to clog all that stuff in your backpack or even in the bank. So I just email a bunch of vials, different kinds. And the neat thing is, you can click and take the one you want. So what I do is I set up an email with five each, five vials in four slots for regular vial, four vials and five vials and four slots for crystal and on up. And then so I can just click and take five, make five potions, and then leave the rest in my... in my mailbox. And the same thing for thread, rune thread, silk thread, you know, all these little things that you can buy at a vendor, but you might not be able to buy at a vendor where you currently are. Weak flux and stuff like that for blacksmith. And it's just an easier way to keep stuff handy. So that's
Does still cost you, I mean, yeah, 30, not that it matters 30, to someone copies. Like you that's... But it's not 30 copper per mail anymore. It's 30 copper per attachment.
Item.
So if you attach 12 things, it's, you know, it's 12 times 30 copper.
Right. But it's still worth it for the convenience.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you end up, I find it more of a problem back the other way. When you're mailing 12 items to an auction house mule, or you know, just a mule, and you, because you can now effectively carry 12 times as much.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm constantly, you know, going down 7 pages and like, I better make sure I retrieve this stuff out of the mail before the 30 days is up and it gets deleted. It's like, how much do I have to take off the bottom before I can see what's really the bottom of my mail?
Yeah, well, one thing though is if you just mail it to and all, after 30 days, it just returns to
it. It comes back, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's more the return mail that I worry about.
Yeah, and then after that, it gets deleted. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've had a good episode. I thank Asheo for being here. Oh, there's a shout out I wanted to give to, and I'm going to butcher one of these names, but two guild members are getting married, Caribou and
Lethalus.
Yeah, Lethalus, yes. And I want to give a shout out to them. They've asked me to be in the wedding. I'm going to be a bridesmaid. And it's so cool when they are in-game weddings. We just love that. Alea Iacta S, the guild on Earthenring. I just want to show
I guess we've talked about that, you know, the 1-year anniversary of the guild.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
So
I think
we had you weren't there, but on the weekend we had a Thunderdome event at the arena down in Stranglethorn Vale. So it was the officers against the rest of the guild, because you can go PvP in there and fight each other.
You can PvP your own faction?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's like dueling?
Yeah.
Or is it, you have to duel?
No, it's a full-on raid.
Oh, yeah.
You know the arena in Stranglethorn Vale where every 3 hours...
that guy puts down a...
Yeah, you put down the chest. Well, you know, so, you know, as soon as you jump in there, it's you know, you're fighting everybody that's not in your party or your raid.
Oh, how cool is that?
So the officers created a raid, and we were all working together, and the rest of the guild created a raid, and they were all working together. And they'd all jump in. They weren't very organized to start with, so they'd, like, jump in 3 out of 4 at a time, and the officers are just wiping out. Eventually, they got their act together and they hit us en masse and wiped us out. But that was heaps of fun.
Oh, cool. And, of course, that's the guild that's sponsored by the Instance podcast, which is a great podcast. Read more about that at theinstance.net. And at last, I'd like to shout out to my husband for being such a wonderful husband and allowing me to have all this fun. I don't mention him very often, but he's a great guy and makes it all possible.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of another instance. I mean, another ooh. Edit that out, boy.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. Although, never mind. Another Control Alt Wow. And thank you so much, Asheo.
Thanks for having me.
Join me, and I can say for the horde, for the horde.
That's all I can say as well, yeah. For the horde.
It's been real. May you always be victorious. May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you, always.
May our paths cross again.
Catch you later.
Al-Dir Shalah.
Go in peace.